Just one more ha'ara, and that is, I saw in the Chasam Sofer, in Tiras Moshe, in Parshas Emor, a davar nifla adla ma'od. The Chasam Sofer says as follows. This is a Zayir. We've spoken about the Zayir once. We have a related raid bite. We set over a shir from Yedidi, Reb Levi Chomsky, on this inyan. But the Zayir HaKadosh says, May oylam lo zaza shechina miYisrael b'shabasos v'yomtif, afilu b'shabes sholcha. So may oylam lo zaza shechina miYisrael b'shabasos v'yomtif. The shechina was never zaza from Shabbos and yomtif. There's always shechina. It's true even b'shabes sholcha. The question is, what does it mean, afilu b'shabes sholcha? So the Mishnah Melech, in his Proshes Drachim, says a beautiful pshat, based on a Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samech Tes Amid Beis. Another classic. We've had so many classics today. So another classic. The Gemara says, Hoyim Halich Baderech. Somebody was in the Midbar. For any day, he must say Shabbos. And he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Right? So somebody's traveling. He has no idea. He doesn't know if it's Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos, Friday. He has no idea what day of the week it is. Says the Gemara, what should he do? What he should do is Mishama Yoimecha L'Shisha. He should count 6 days, and then on the seventh day, he should treat it as Shabbos. And the Gemara has a whole discussion. What does he do during the 6 days? What does he do with the 1 day? And here's the Maskanas HaGemara. El, Kol Yoim V'Yoim Oysalai Parnasasai, Afilu Hu Yoim. Every day doesn't offer Shabbos or not. So what he should do is he should never work more than he has to. Meaning, you should literally work a day to survive that day. And you should do that all 7 days. Because even though you know one of the 7 days is Shabbos, but you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Pekuach Nefesh. So you should work every single day, Kedei Parnasasai. Fahu Yoyim, but Maimin Kalei. So the Gemara says, okay, then how are you going to know Shabbos is Shabbos? Be Kiddush Vavdalta. And when it comes, the real day of Shabbos, you should make Kiddush Vavdala. Like this, you know Shabbos. So someone's Mahalich by Midbar. He's Mahalich by Derech. He has no idea when Shabbos is. Count 6 days. Just count 6 days. Seventh day should be Shabbos. Every single day you should limit the amount of work that you do. Limit it to literally what you need in order to survive. On your Shabbos, what you're going to do is you're going to treat it like Shabbos by making Kiddush and by making Avdol. So when we learned Taf Samech Tes, Bezus Hashem, related raid bites, we had a whole discussion in terms of what about tefillin and what about the brachas of Atalah, and we spoke about this. But the point is that's what the person's supposed to do. So it says the Mishnah Melech in Prashas Drachim, that's Pshat in the Zayin. May oylam leizazah shechina miYisrael b'Shabbosos v'yomim tovim. The shechina was never zazah miYisrael on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And afilu b'Shabbos sholchayim. Even that person who's hoylich b'midbar and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, but at the same time, for him, that day of Shabbos is really a Shabbos sholchayim. So being that it's a Shabbos sholchayim, we still are going to treat it like a real Shabbos. And because we're going to treat it like a real Shabbos, so it's for that reason, the Shechina is still going to be there. Meaning the Chiddush of the Zohar, said the Mishnah Melech, is that Shabbos is a real Shabbos. And therefore, just like there's always Shechina on Shabbos and Yantiv, there's going to be Shechina on that day of Shabbos as well. When we learned Taf Samech Tes and Masechta Shabbos, so one of the Ma'amar Kaimis we mentioned, we'll just mention one. One of the Ma'amar Kaimis was a Psikter Abasi in Parsha Chav Gimel. It says, Amar Av Evoy, Zachar Nosan Liyardei Hayam, She'enam Yoidim in Be'isr Heim Metaltalim, in Be'heter Heim Metaltalim, Shamar Nosan Liyoshvei Hayabasha. Zachar was given to the Yardei Hayam. Shomer was giving to the Yoichvei Ayabosh. Sounds like a Medrash player. It's a Psik de Rabasi. So Reb Ephraim Zamer Margolis, in his Pirush to the Psik de Rabasi, the Pirush is called Zera Ephraim. So he says, Shamati, said, I heard a Pshat based on the Gemara Masech to Shabbos, Taf Samech Tes. Where the Gemara says, someone that was Hailuch by Midbar and he doesn't know exactly when Shabbos is. So for you should be Oyster Parnasasai all 7 days, do the minimum that you need. What's going to make Shabbos Shabbos? Shabbos will be Shabbos by virtue of the fact that you're going to make Kiddush Vavdol. So he says, it comes out that someone that doesn't have a cheshbon of when Shabbos is, he can be Mekayim the Shabbos of Zachar. What's Zachar? Zachar is Yom HaShabbos L'Kachoy. That's the Mekarte fact that you make Kiddush and Avdol. But he won't be able to Mekadish the Shabbos of Shamar. Because Shamar means don't do Melacha. But he has to do Melacha Kedei Parnasasai. So Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Magolus said, the Pshat I heard was as follows. Zachar Nosan L'Yardei Ayam. Zachar was given to the Yardei Ayam. People that are Yardei Ayam, they don't know when Shabbos is. They're the proverbial Hoylech Bamidbar. Ve'ini Yodei Amasai Shabbos. So he doesn't have Shamar because he has to do Melacha every single day. What does he have? Zachar, b'may minkara b'kedusha v'avdalta. So Zachar was given to the Yardei Ayam. She'enon yoidim in b'Israhim metaltlin v'mbe'etei metaltlin. Or b'shamar. That's Nosan L'Yoshvei Ayabasha. When a person has a calendar, he has a cheshbon, he knows when Shabbos is, so he can keep Shabbos properly, that's Shamar. But here's the point. The point is, The Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos Daf Samech Tes that if someone's heilich by midbar and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, so he should make a Shabbos. Now, how's that Shabbos going to be nicker? Not through Shomer. You're going to do Melacha all 7 days, but you're going to make Kiddush and Avdol on that day, and through the Zohar component, that's how it's going to be Shabbos. And this is a real Shabbos. How do you know this is a real Shabbos? We have a Zohar HaKadosh, and we have a Psik Terabasi. The Zohar HaKadosh says that may Oilam Loizaza Shechinim Yisrael B'Shabbosis V'Yabim Toivim Afilu B'Shabbos Shalchol. There's a Metzias. There's something called Shabbos Shalchol, which means that this Shabbos is a real Shabbos. And if every Shabbos the Shechina, may Oilam Loizaza Shechinim Yisrael, this Yid who's in the Midbar, he has a Shabbos. It's a real Shabbos. And the Shechina that a Yid has on Shabbos, this Yid has on that Shabbos. And it's in the Psik Terabasi as well, because the Psik does teaching the Psukim. Zohar and Shomer, they're not the same. Even though Zohar and Shomer, Diborecha Nemru, and Iskish Schir Lishmira, but in this Medrash, they're different. Because in this Medrash, Shomer is for everybody. It's Shomer is only for the, it's only for the Yoshvei Ayabasha. But Zohar is for everybody. It's even for the Yardei Ayam. But again, what's the point? There's a Metzius that it's not really Shabbos, because, or 6 out of 7 chances it's not really Shabbos, but I'm going to treat it like Shabbos, and if I treat it like Shabbos, it's a Shabbos. So listen to what the Chassam Sofer said in Torah Smoish and Parashas Emor. He said that means that it's meglach, it's shayach for a Yid to create a Shabbos. He can make a Shabbos Shalchol. So he says, what? How can you make Shabbos? Shabbos is Zeichel HaMaisa Bereshis. Where does the Yid have the places to make a Shabbos? So the Chassam Sofer say, you know what the Pshat is? Because when you learn Parshas Emor, the Parshas of the Mayadim, Vayidaber Hashem HaMoish Olemer, Daber, El B'nei Yisrael V'yamartu Aleim, Mayadei Hashem HaShetikru Oysam Mikroi Kodesh, Elohim Mayadei. The Torah introduces the Parshas of the Mayadim. And the Torah introduces the Parshas of the Mayadim with saying the word Oysam. And Oysam Chazal said mean Atem. And it doesn't say Atem once, it says it 3 times. What's the next pasuk? In the parish of Mayadim, we have Shabbos. Weißt du, this koyach that a Yid has of Atem afilu shoygigim, Atem afilu mezidim, Atem afilu mutam, segeit aroif of Shabbos oichet. It's true, Shabbos usually there's a Seder. But what happens if a person is Yardei Ayam? What happens if a person is Heilich B'Midbar, like the Gemara Masech the Shabbos, Daf Samech Tes Amud Beis? There's a concept of Atem, Atem, Atem. A Yid can make his own Shabbos. It could be a Shabbos Shal Chol. How do you know a Yid can make his own Shabbos? Zog Tichsam Sofer. Because in the parish of Oysam, 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 the Torah says, Sheishas Yomim Teyasim Elocho V'yayim HaShvi, Shabbos, Shabbos, Mikra Kodesh. This Koyach that the Yid has, this Koyach that the Yid has, Ashatikru Oysam B'mayadam, that we were given the right to establish the Yontif. It's not just true for Yontif, says the Chassam Sofer. On some level, it's true for Shabbos as well.